Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. This is Kim. Michael is on holidays this week. He keeps sending me pictures of the beach and this beautiful white sand and water, and that's fine. He'll get his. I have Chad here on the line with us. Hello, Chad. How are you doing this long weekend?
Well, it's a long weekend. I didn't know it was a long weekend. This weekend's long weekend?
It's a civic holiday. In different provinces, whatever. Yeah, it's civic holiday. Some people take it, some people don't. I took it.
Wow, that's good. It's good. Sometimes we need to do that. We need to unwind, but unfortunately I'm always working. That is my life, it seems, but I'm getting ready now to travel from Newfoundland up to Montreal, so anybody on the line listening and you want to meet up for a coffee, I'll be heading that way starting tomorrow, right from Nova Scotia all the way through. But, Kim, we have an exciting show lined up tonight. I mean, just our co-host alone is enough to get people fired up and excited. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. We have Jessica May joining us this evening, the conspiracy realist on TikTok. She is one of my favorite creators. I absolutely adore her, and it's going to be a great show. And then we have as a guest, we have the Angry American. So he'll be joining us later on in the show also. So Jessica has just joined us, so I'm going to let her in because there's no let. I'm just going to throw her to the fire. She is our guest co-host tonight. Hello, Jessica. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well. How are you guys doing tonight?
Well,
all is good, Jessica. It's nice to have you back. You see, back by popular demand. You come on. Maybe you got a career in radio ahead of you. how's your
blessing? I've been doing really good. It's been over 100 degrees here. It's been about 110, 111 for the last week. So I went backpacking this weekend, went up a few thousand feet and kind of got out of the extreme heat. It dropped about 20 degrees. So I'm really sore, but I feel pretty good. I'm happy. Life's good, man.
I was just in on a live, and you know, I got pretty fired up there. And the Angry American, he was in on there, so you know, it's good. It's bringing attention to the show. It's letting people know that what we want to say here is our rules, and we're going to say whatever it is we want to say. You know, we don't have to worry about community guidelines on this show. So whatever it is you got to say, Jessica, you are free to say it. We really appreciate you taking over for Michael. You know, it really helps out to have a co-host who could speak and speak clearly and articulate what they want to say. But most importantly, who's a true patriot. And anybody listening who don't know Jessica, go check her out. The Conspiracy Realist, I think you're 7.0, Jessica.
Just my main account, the Conspiracy Realist. Speaking of guidelines, I'm always in what I call TikTok jail. So I finally was released a few hours ago. So I'm sorry I missed your live, but I'm finally able to post again. So that's what I love about your show so much, is I can say whatever the hell I want. I don't have to worry about being censored and silenced for telling the truth.
You know, and that's good, and that's we need platforms like this, and a special thanks to Unplugged and Blog Talk Radio for hosting us. You know, people need to know what's going on in this world. We're living in crazy times. We're about to, you know, enter into World War III. I mean, did you see what's happening with China? Openly told Nancy Pelosi, if her plane flies over to Taiwan, it's going to blow her out of the sky. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've been teetering on the brink of World War III for a while, back right before Trump was elected and Obama was still in office at the very end. They were doing all of those military exercises over in the Middle East, and all of these nations came together and were doing these, like, massive, large-scale exercises. And I thought to myself, oh, fuck, here we go. This is it. You know, World War III. And it's like nothing happened. And then, you know, Trump's going to start a war with Russia. And then, you know, he didn't. And now he's not president anymore. We have Russia and Ukraine. And now this. And so for me, I feel like, you know, you and I talk a lot about end times, Satanism, biblical prophecy. And one of my favorite quotes in the Bible says, you know, they will speak of war, but the end is yet to come. So I just, you know, I feel like it's coming, and I feel like it's going to happen possibly in our lifetime. We just don't know the exact day or time. You know what I mean?
Well, you look right now, I mean, you want to talk about the Bible. I mean, the Bible talks very clearly on a one-world government, very clearly on the Antichrist, very clearly on what's about to happen. And to sit here in my day and see it actually happening before my eyes, I mean, we're living in some scary times. You know, we know what's going to happen. It's just a matter of this just playing out. Regards to World War III, I mean, they're in such financial hardship that they got to start a war to bring us back out. You know, and people, they make money off war. They make money off, you know, just about anything to do with war, weapon sales and all this stuff going over to Ukraine, all this money going over to Ukraine. They don't care who to get upset. But I tell you what, China and Russia, they're scary foes to have.
Definitely. No, I'm so with you. Fuck, I totally just forgot my train of thought for a second. I'm sorry. This is actually new to me. Sometimes that's why I go to the mountains every once in a while, is because I like to stay in the know, and I think it's important because ignorance is bliss. You know, because of everything going on in the world, I've became a prepper. So we are, you know, we've spent all of our extra money and a lot of our savings on preparing for the worst because of situations like this. You know, we don't know exactly when the apocalypse is going to happen and World War III is going to break out, but we're teetering on the edge of it, especially with, you know, none of the countries respect us anymore because we have a potato in the fucking office. I mean, we all know he's not actually in charge, but we're not feared anymore. So that's why Putin had invaded Ukraine when he did, you know? He doesn't give a shit. We have these tiny little nuts, you know, compared to the rest of the world. They don't respect us. And China, I mean, they're a global superpower. They don't allow a lot of their citizens to worship and believe in religion. And that's because if you believe in God, then they can't control you. So they've implemented that social credit system and ways to control their billions of people. And we are being infiltrated by the Chinese. You know, our own government has been taken over by that type of ideology. And, you know, they're flexing right now. It wouldn't surprise me if things got worse. But like I said, it's happened in the past where I'm thinking, okay, oh, shit, this is it. You know, grab your bug out bag. We're heading to the woods. Shit's going to hit the fucking fan. And then it simmers down. So for me, you know, what I do with my family is we just, you know, we keep stocking up on water. We keep stocking up on guns, on ammo. I mean, they just passed a very extreme gun control bill. It's an assault weapons ban. It just got passed through the House, and it's being sent to the Senate right now. And it has this huge, long list of everything that they're going to try to ban here in the United States. And they only want to disarm us because of reasons why we would need our guns. You know, we won't be able to defend ourselves if a foreign enemy comes in. Just there's so much going on at once, and it's all connected.
Well, you know, the reason why America was never invaded is because of the amount of guns they have. But I think it's more sinister. I think they're after the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment is the most prevalent, is the one that everybody will fight and die on that hill for. So if they could remove it, alter it, make changes to it, then that whole Constitution just becomes a piece of paper and means nothing to nobody. You know, it's kept the country together since the birth of America. And that is the reason why they're trying so hard to take it down. You know, it's you know, this plan is happening, and people need to wake up. And I'm glad that there's people out there speaking truth. I've recently been labeled, I think we talked about last week, a cult leader. You know, whatever you say that they don't disagree with, I mean, even then on the live a few minutes ago, people coming in with their stupid comments. Listen, we live in a world that if you don't like something, you can turn it off. I do not understand the trolls, what they get out of it. They leave, you know, they lead sad, sorry lives to go in and all the time try to tear people down. I'm sure you've had your share.
Oh, my gosh, it's constant. And that's the difference between, our mindsets. You know, if a conservative doesn't want to eat meat, they just won't eat it. But a liberal will demand that you don't eat the meat. They're all about control. They want to control the way you think. They want to control the way you feel. They want to control the way your life is lived, like with vaccine mandates. You know, they don't believe in freedom. They fucking hate it. And, you know, I get fucking silenced and censored all the time. And a lot of the time I'm just reading actual articles, or I'm reading something from a scientific magazine that's talking about, you know, microchips or AI, and it'll get violated. I'm like, why am I being silenced over something that's true? Because they just want, you know, on the app, they just want people shaking their ass. You know, they don't want people thinking about this stuff. They don't want people putting some puzzle pieces together and going, what these conservatives are saying makes sense. They just want people dumb and distracted, honestly. And I love, you know, finding more people such as yourself to connect with. It helps me feel like I'm not crazy. You know, I've been talking about this stuff for a long time. I've lost a lot of friends and family, but I mean, what do we gain from speaking about this stuff? We get called names. We get called crazy. I mean, if you say the wrong thing, you can get fired from your jobs. If you don't obey them and get a vaccine that hasn't been studied very long, you'll literally lose your job. You know, we don't have anything to gain by talking about this stuff and exposing this stuff, except we truly want people to see the truth. And we're demonized for it. But I'm never going to stop.
Well, you know, and that is a sad thing. I mean, it docks people. You look what happened to Mike there a little while ago. Uber Canuck. I mean, he went down, tried to do a good thing. I don't agree with what he did. To me, that really hit me. I don't agree with it, but I do know the man. He's a true patriot. He just went down, wanted to honor American and Canadians, and, I mean, the left got a hold of it. It went viral on Twitter, and they tore the poor man apart. I really feel bad for him. I know his heart was in the right place, and even though I disagree with what he did, basically he was doing a live, and there's a tomb of the unknown soldiers, a Canadian that died. And Mike went down with the American flag and the Canadian flag, and he just wanted to show unity. And anyways, the left, they doxed him. They put him on CTV News, on the way of trying to ruin the man's life. And Mike, if you're listening, I hope, brother, you don't let it get you down. It's all a part of it. You know, you're a patriot. Even though I disagree with what you did. And the reason I did is because, you know, we're Canadians, and any flag touched the tomb of the unknown soldier should be Canadian only. And I'm sure, you know, Americans feel the same way with their fallen. But if you are listening, Mike, you know, we appreciate you here at the Patriot United Radio Show. We know that your heart was in the right place.
Was that our mic? I think I missed something.
Uber Canuck is his follow name.
Okay.
I don't know if you follow him or not, but he's a Canadian patriot. But
okay,
you know,
I must
have
missed that part.
You know, back to the doxing. That's the reason I brought it up, because the left is very relentless in doxing people, and you know, they're going after people who have a lot to lose, and they want to do everything they can to make their life miserable. I remember my brother. My brother's very big on TikTok. He has over a million followers. Him and his son do little skits and comedy and all these things. And, you know, they went after him. And, I mean, they were relentless. And, you know, got him taken down the first time with over 1 million followers. And his content is funny. It has nothing to do with, you know, conservative, patriot, nothing. And yet, because people are jealous, because people are spiteful, or whatever the case, don't like to see success, that's all they do is constantly go after people.
Yeah, that I had no idea that you had a brother on here with that many followers. And, you know, I guess I always see people, you know, the left going after conservatives. You know, I'll go through my following list about once a week and filter out all the banned accounts and unfollow them to make room so I can follow more people. And maybe I'm just in my own bubble because I'm constantly seeing patriots and conservatives and free thinkers. We just get shut down for every reason. So I didn't necessarily realize that they were going after other accounts who weren't political just out of hatred and jealousy. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. No one's happy for each other anymore. I mean, we are, but you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just raising this generation of soft trophy, you know, everyone gets a trophy, little fuckers, and nobody knows what it's like to work hard anymore. Everyone's self-centered, and it says that in the Bible too. In the end days, people are lovers of themselves, and I feel like the younger generation is a pretty good reflection of that.
Well, you know, you got the saying, you know, strong times, you know, strong men create strong times, weak men create weak times. And, you know, we are raising a generation of weak men, and that's all by design. And we're getting ready to go into some hard times, and it's going to take strong men now to overcome the odds that we're about to face and bring us back to the glory days, if there's such a thing. You know, this, like I said, these leftists are very, and it's far left, you know. I don't like to classify everybody. I mean, we got good people on the left. We got good people on the right. Let's you know, call it what it is. Left and right belongs to the same bird. It's just a something they use to divide us. You know, we got, you know, you look at Mitt Romney. Nobody could tell, or Liz Cheney, nobody could tell me that they're Republicans. These people are all in on together, getting rich while laughing at the poor everyday American fighting over politics.
Yeah, I completely agree. And that's, like, part of my awakening. I realized a lot of the Republicans and Democrats, they're just wings of the same bird pushing the same agenda. It's the illusion of choice. And I wanted to touch in on a little bit of a sensitive subject that's connected to what we're talking about with creating sensitive, fragile men. Homosexuality exists in nature. There are certain animals that have exhibited signs of homosexuality, like monkeys and giraffes. And Alex Jones got ridiculed on Saturday Night Live. I love Alex Jones. I don't know how you guys feel about him. He seemed a little crazy at first, but when you go back and watch some of his stuff, Alex Jones was right about 99.9% of the shit he said. And he was talking about this water in the Texas area, and it was turning the frogs gay. And it essentially the male frogs were becoming transgender, trans frogs, I guess you could call them. They were becoming females, and the male frogs were mating with the transgender frogs and having babies. Well, I believe, this is just my personal belief, but they want to feminize our men. They dress up celebrities. You know, they love dressing up black celebrities in dresses. And we're seeing, you know, women with penises being sent to female prisons, and they're raping the inmates. And we're so woke, we can't question the motives of a man in a dress. I mean, you know, homosexuality is nature at a very small percentage of people are homosexual, but because the media is making it so trendy, we're seeing this huge rise of transgender youth. I think a lot of them are, you know, the kind of the oddball out, you know, the kids that didn't really fit in a crowd, and it's a way for them to, for lack of better words, to be a victim. They can make themselves a victim. You have to cater to them. You got to pamper them. be sensitive around them because they're transgender, you know, we can't offend them. And I feel like they don't want strong, patriotic men, chivalrous men who respect their women and have godly morals, you know. God is first, and then the man, and then the woman and the kids. And it's not because I'm sexist. I'm saying that. It's because that is a, that's the way that a family unit works the best most of the time, when the father can provide, the mother is the lover and the nurturer, and they are stripping women away of our natural, what we're made to do. You know, we're supposed to take care of our kids and nurture and love, and the man's supposed to be strong and provide for his family, and we're just totally, you know, fucking that up. Do you see kind of what I'm saying at all?
100%. A lot of my TikToks are about that. You know, it's all about destroying the family home. You look at 90% of inmates, you know, 75% of them are from fatherless homes. Something like 60% of all drug addicts, fatherless homes. You see, if they destroy the family unit, they can tear down the morals of society. And that's the whole plan. It's all done by design. You know, things that you were saying then, you know, if the left was listening to that, they would say, you're anti-transgender, you're this, you're that, you're, you know, I mean, it's an absolute disgrace. No, you're just speaking truth. Listen, I feel bad for someone that has to grow up with, you know, between two genders, if you will. You know, I realize it's tough for them. But why does everybody have to go through that? Why do I have to watch what I have to say so I don't hurt the person's feelings? Listen, there's two genders. I'm sorry. They want to say there's 52 genders. There's two genders and 50 mental disorders. Now, you know, I don't say much about, it. But the fact is, you know, if you got hurt feelings, that's your cross to bear. That's what you chose to be. That's what you chose to live like. And to see these parents now pushing their little children, won't even buy blue because they want the child to decide. You people are suffering a mental disorder and you know, this virtual singling or whatever you want to call it, in the worst kind of way, doing irreparable damage to your own son or daughter.
Absolutely, and we are called transphobic for saying it's child abuse. They say that 18-year-olds are too immature to own a firearm, but a 3-year-old can pick their fucking gender. Like, what the hell? I was a Ninja Turtle for, like, 3 years in a row, and then I was a Power Ranger for a couple of years after that. I mean, what happened to good old tomboys? You know, and they're giving these children the same medication that they use to castrate sex offenders. These puberty blockers, they haven't been studied very long, and we're having all of these new studies come out talking about the permanent damage being done to these children. And a lot of it is because of the brainwashing from the media, making it trendy. Most of these kids transitioning these days aren't actually trans. They just don't fit in. They feel pressured by society, and a lot of them have left-wing, whack-job parents pushing it on them. Why the fuck are they taking them to drag shows? Kids need to see that. When I grew up, we learned about the birds and the bees right around puberty. Why are these people fighting to talk about sex and gender with kindergartners? Gay teachers are upset that they can't, you know, talk about their wife or whatever, if you're a lesbian or if you're gay and you're talking about your husband. Why do you need validation from a child? Seriously, why do they need to know that at the age? They don't give a shit. Most kids don't even care. They don't see skin color. They don't know anything about sexuality. I mean, they might have like little crushes and stuff, but you get what I'm saying. Why are the adults pushing this stuff? And why are they trying to normalize minor attracted persons and classify that as a sexuality and pretend like that's fucking normal? That isn't normal. We need to bring back public hanging. This is uncensored, right?
You're uncensored. You are uncensored. You say it and ask for forgiveness later.
But I mean, that's a sickness you can't cure. Seriously, why are we are so woke and fragile as a society that we can't say the truth? we are going to now start, soon we're going to be called pedophobic because it's insensitive to call someone a fucking groomer when they are literally grooming children. Like, how have we gotten this far, gone so far backwards, where right is wrong and wrong is right and good is evil and evil is good? We're seeing it. It's happening right now. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah on crack.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, the fact that, well, you know, what kind of male teacher or even female would feel comfortable? You know, like, I'm not even comfortable talking to my 16-year-old kids about it, let alone talking to a 5-year-old who don't understand, don't have a clue what you're saying. And you're going to sit there and push that pedophilia. I don't care. You are a sick individual if you can sit there and talk to a 5-year-old about sex. There's something twisted in your brain. Your mom didn't hug you enough or hug you too much. I don't know what it is, but there's something wrong with you.
Yep, and they're normalizing it across the board. So all of these people with mental disorders are now being deemed as brave, stunning, normal. We're not calling it what it is, a mental disorder. My son is 4.5 years old. You know what he's worried about? Mario and going to the park and building sandcastles. And he didn't, you know, when I mean, now he's getting a little older, so it's like, you know, I don't have to help him wipe his ass anymore, but back in the day when he was like 3, he's like, why don't you have a pee-pee? You know, that's as far as away. Like, he just didn't understand why I didn't have a dick too. You know, he's not worried about it. You know, it's just looking at, you know, being a mother myself, that this is why I, you know, do a lot of the volunteering and I'm active in my community, is because even here in Central Washington, I mean, Washington State sucks ass. We all know about the school board director hosting, you know, the all ages open mic night at a sex shop. And she works for the school, you know, no big deal or anything. Oh, and she just taught a pleasure class recently there for 0 to 18-year-olds. Like, let's just teach a 3-year-old how to masturbate. But here in Central Washington, we're more conservative, but they're pushing that stuff even in our schools here where we're in red counties. The local hospitals are pushing for teens to be able to go in and start transitioning as young as 13 without parental consent. That's happening in my home. You know, I'm worried about my son. He's starting preschool this year, and we've really considered homeschooling. Luckily, he's going to a district that doesn't – they're actually a conservative public school system, if you can believe it or not. There's a couple left, but – the fact that they're pushing this shit in school, that's my biggest concern as a parent, is the direct attack on my child and everyone's child that we are seeing in every single direction. I want to protect him from this. And it's only getting worse because nobody wants to speak out because they don't want to offend somebody. It's like, look, dude, some of those drag queens that are reading to children at libraries, they were sex offenders. But they didn't want to background check them because they don't want to offend them. Or the women with penises going into prisons. Women in sport, or, you know, biological men in sports. Fallon Fox is a female MMA fighter, and she beats the shit out of biological women. She cracks her opponent's skull open. So now we're applauding a dude beating the living fuck out of a woman. That's really where we're at right now. Give me a break.
Yeah, you know, it's an absolute disgrace. And, yeah, you know, it goes back to, you know, we're going to go to war with Russia. People are over here wrestling with bears, and we're sitting here wrestling which bathroom to use. You know, there's something wrong. And with that being said, we have our guest, the angry American. Joe, come on in the room. Are you there?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Loud and clear.
This has been a
Yeah,
long
you guys are
time
coming,
coming
in. Yeah, definitely. You guys are coming in hot, man. Wow. What a way to start the show.
Well, I saw you on the live. I was getting a bit fired up there for a little bit. I was pretty excited you're coming on. And we got a lot to talk about tonight. We want to hit on the Mandela Effect. We want to hit on CERN. We want to hit on, well, whatever it is you want to talk about. You know, we're all patriots here in the room. We're all uncensored, and we're going to say whatever it is we want to say. And there ain't nobody on TikTok or anybody else can do anything about it.
Yeah, well, it was a good welcoming party. I saw all the trolls out in force. I know they hate what we do. We speak the truth. And, you know, it's crazy that they're just not willing to accept it no matter how blatant it is. They won't digest it. And it's, you know, you guys were talking a little bit about grooming and the state of education, and, you know, it's all a plan that's been unfolding for quite some time, you know. So to people that are rational thinkers, you know, we can't see how, you know, all of this is taking place and how people are okay with it. But the bottom line is, it's a plan, and it's been unfolding for decades, and we're just in the action phase of it right now.
Yeah, I mean, I agree 100%. I believe this is all a plan. You look at the fall of every great society, you look back even to the Roman Empire, what's happened? If you disrupt the family unit, if you disrupt the morals of society, then that society will fall. And I think the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, I don't know what it is with these Germans that want to take over the world, but here we go again. We have another one that wants to take over the world. What's your thoughts, Jessica?
Oh, shit. I mean, I'm with you 100%, and it's so funny. Like, when I first come on the show, it takes me a second to warm up, and then you and I just get all fired up, and we're like, yeah, fuck them pedos, and now I'm ready to roll. You always get me going.
Yeah, I've been talking about this stuff for 2 years, man, and it's hard to believe looking back, you know. I was talking about CERN in 2019. You know, I know you said it earlier, we've racked up over 1 million followers, and TikTok has done everything it possibly can to disrupt that. You know, there was a point where I stayed away from everything that was theory, you know, strictly facts from government websites, and they still, you know, it's right there. I'm showing it right here. It's whitehouse.gov. You know, it doesn't matter. World Economic Forum. Put all this stuff out there, and they still say, no, no, that's fear-mongering. You know, it's good to be on a platform where we can say whatever we want to say. You know, it's fact with, you know, our viewpoint, the way we see it. It's crazy, man. Klaus Schwab, if people don't know, anybody listening, if you've just done your surface investigation, I'm telling you, dig deep into this guy. This guy is evil personified. I mean, I don't think people fully get how deep this goes, how sinister it truly is, you know?
You know, 100%. And, you know, Joe, I was supposed to let Kim was going to introduce you and give you a nice introduction, and I kind of jumped the gun. Michael usually kind of controls the show in that way. Kim, I'm sorry. Joe, you know, tell everybody where you're from, basically when you started on TikTok, and basically what you stand for. And then I'm sure Jessica has a question for you.
Okay. I'm from the Midwest of the United States, from the great state of Ohio, and I started on TikTok in 2018, just trying to get people's attention. You know, I'm saying, hey, look, this stuff isn't right. You know, take a look at this. I believe this is going to happen, and it never really gained any traction. So I came up with a character. And he was a time traveler. And I started to predict, you know, events as they were unfolding. And, you know, we were batting 1,000 all the way through the election and how everything unfolded. So, you know, I know it started as a character, and I know some people actually believed, like truly believed, because of how right we were. That I was a time traveler. I know it's crazy, but some people believed it, and they were pretty upset when I finally said, hey, look, you know, I'm not a time traveler, but I'm just very good at analytics. I'm very good at spotting trends. I'm very good at analyzing data. And we, like I said, batting 1,000 all the way through the end of 2019 into 2020. You know, a lot of people took notice, and that's how we were able to have multiple accounts with 200, 300, 400,000 followers. And what I stand for is each and every one of you guys. You know, whether you're right, left, you know, it doesn't matter. I try to be a voice for everyone, you know, because the truth is the truth. Bottom line, you can sugarcoat it. You can paint it up real nice. You can do whatever you want to do. At the end of the day, facts are facts, and they can't be disputed.
Well, piggybacking off the time traveler scenario, I guess I can't speak for you or anyone else, but I guess I'll speak for myself and other people that I know who have gone down the, what I like to call the rabbit hole, is since I've paid attention to this stuff going on for years now, and because I've seen things unravel and I pay attention to what's happening, I can predict what's coming next. And I think that's true for a lot of us, and why some of your following probably really did think you were time travelers, because you were so dead on with the predictions that you were making. But really, it's just from being informed and educated and understanding what's happening in the world that you can see what's coming next and call it. And you're right. I did the same thing with COVID. You know, my parents are actually conservatives. They voted for Trump, and they fell for the fear of the COVID, you know, and they didn't see my son for like 2 months. They would put dinner, like they would make us dinner and like put it in a bag on the porch, because they weren't talking to anybody. They were seriously terrified of this thing. And I was like, Mom, you know, she knows about a lot of this stuff. And I was like, they released this virus so that they could push mail-in voting, because they need Trump out. He's in the way. They need to get a Democrat in there so they can destroy the country and move on with the New World Order, yada, yada, yada. I was like, and just wait, the vaccine, you know, they're going to mandate vaccines and destroy medical freedom because they want a vaccine passport, and then it's going to kind of pave the way for the microchip. Like, it's just so when one thing happens, it's so easy to see what's coming next. Almost like with these orchestrated mass shootings. Why are they orchestrating them? Well, no shit, Sherlock. They want to take our fucking guns, you know? And that's a whole nother story, but I feel like we're able to kind of – we know what's coming. We know – because we know their end goal. So when we see something happening that's shocking or alarming, we understand that, you know, a free people wouldn't just naturally give up their medical freedom, right? A free people would never just naturally hand over their guns. 9/11, a free people wouldn't go for the Department of Homeland Security and all this extra TSA bullshit, getting patted down and basically molested at the airport. Free people wouldn't go for that. So they have to create the reason. So they create this chaotic event, scare the shit out of everybody, and then they offer the solution that they wanted to implement, but they couldn't do it without the chaos. Does that make sense, kind of?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And you know, what's happening now, I mean, you know, it's just insane. You know, the angry American, I mean, you had, what, 1 million followers? And, you know, I was thinking to myself today, why does TikTok allow this to happen? I think TikTok's a great app. It gives you great exposure. I don't think anything else compares. You know, Instagram is trying, and they may end up succeeding. But, you know, I was thinking, why do they allow this to happen? And I started to think, you know, they want people with two accounts. They want people with backup accounts, because if you have two accounts, you no longer have 1 billion users. Now you have two. It sells better to the investors. And I think that is the big reason why you see mass reporting and all this stuff allowed to happen on the app. What do you think, Jill?
You know, I used to think that it was the government. I mean, to be honest with you, for the longest time, I'm like, you know, they just don't want this stuff out. But the more I play around with TikTok, and the more I see accounts taken down, and there's a couple of guys that I follow, Patriot Lambeau. He has a podcast out on the West Coast, and yeah, I know a lot of people know Mr. Freedom Stick, and you know, his Lambeau's account got taken down simply for showing Mr. Freedom Stick on a video. You know, they happened to do a fishing trip, and you know, they take his account down. I really think that this side of the tech industry, there's a lot of liberals, and I don't mean to generalize, but I'm just calling it how it is. And I think it's an all-out onslaught based off of belief system. You know, they believe what they believe, and they will go down tooth and nail, fighting like hell to ensure that you know that that's the right answer. You know, so I think it's more the people that work at TikTok trying very hard to, you know, make the app a one-sided approach to the world. You know, I think it's backfiring. I see a lot of patriots out there, a lot of people that never made content before now starting to make content. Essentially, they've woken up a beast, and you know, it's unfortunate because I hear the Civil War saying thrown out a lot, and people don't want that. You know, I don't care how bad you hate the other side. You don't want to fight your own people. I mean, there's enough enemies out there. Trust me. You don't want to fight your own people, but I really do believe that it's the employees of TikTok targeting individuals to silence them. That's my belief.
What do you think, Jessica?
Oh, I totally agree. Big tech, Facebook, Instagram, all of them are ran by, it's the same people that are in on the New World Order. It's this 1%, and they're using liberalism to forward their agenda. So, of course, they have to be in control of TikTok. It's like the Ministry of Truth. You know, the government was even going to, like, make it official that they want to control the information we receive. The thing with private companies and apps is they can create their own set of rules. And if you say something that breaks those rules, whether it's true, like boys have penises and girls have vaginas, if they deem that offensive, they can take it down because it's not violating your First Amendment. You're not violating our First Amendment would be charging you with a crime and sending you to jail. So what they're doing is making everything so offensive so that when you say the truth, you have consequences for speaking out and like losing your job, getting your account taken down, getting censored, being silenced. I mean, they silenced a sitting president. That's terrifying. If you really think about that, that's kind of scary, you know, and I don't think people really understood the magnitude of that at the time, how powerful these tech beasts are. You know, billions of people are on these apps and social media, and the AI, you know, your algorithm is, you see what they want you to see. Luckily with TikTok, because of the way they've made their algorithm, when you interact, most of my feed is patriots and something funny once in a while, you know, something entertaining, but most of the time it's my friends and it's information, and it helps me kind of stay up to date on what's going on. But you know, on Facebook and Instagram and things like that, a lot of them, you know, they got the fact checkers on there. Or even on TikTok, though, whether you see your friend's shit or not, there's that little thing at the bottom, information about COVID-19 or, you know, missing context, fact check this, because they want to control the information the masses get. They don't want people waking up. And I agree that it has backfired a bit. You know, I don't feel like they thought conservatives were going to take over TikTok and create this mass awakening of some sort. But I see it happening all the time. On Facebook, they had the Walk Away campaign, and there was over 1 million people in that group, and it got shut down. And all it was stories of Democrats saying, you know, the moment they woke up, the moment they were red-pilled, the moment that light bulb went off, and they became a Republican or they became a free thinker or whatever it was, but they just shared their stories. That shit got shut down because they don't want people to see that. And it's the same thing with TikTok. Why do you think conservatives are banned the most? They don't want our information reaching new people, the people in the middle, the people on the fence, the people that kind of, you know, smell something fishy going on. They're not quite putting it together. And that's what our job is. We're putting this stuff together for them, and we are creating an awakening. And I think that's why there was talks of removing TikTok from the Apple Store recently. That's a thing, right?
Well, Joe, I mean, you are the most censored man on the internet. You know, what is it about your content that they just hate?
I think it's the delivery. You know, I've had a lot of people say, listen, you know, you're just very monotone. There's no, you know, it's hard to tell if you're being sarcastic. You know, I think it's the delivery. But here's the thing, to kind of piggyback on what you were saying about it's a private company. I don't buy that, and I hate that they put that out there as the reason, because these are public companies, publicly traded. People own shares in these companies. You know, that's, to me, they are just blatantly violating our right to free speech. I mean, I've seen some heinous stuff on TikTok, you know, and I'm not going to categorize it as liberal or conservative or whatever. I've just seen heinous stuff, and I've tried to point it out, and I'm going to give you an example. This was clearly a trafficking site, clearly. Pedophilia, the whole nine. So I duetted one of the videos, and I said my piece. Like, how is this allowed to be up when, you know, I'm giving you facts and you're silencing me and you're letting this go on? My video got removed for sexual content, and they left that video up. And still to this day, the video is up. You know, it is, honestly, it is an onslaught on people that aren't going to go with the narrative. We don't buy the BS that they're selling. We're not going to go with the narrative. We see it for what it is. I know people say, oh, they use the term woke all the time. These are just facts, people. You know, they want us divided. They want us arguing. They want us on there. They want the trolls on there, you know, just basically trying to run your name into the ground, you know, causing chaos intentionally to get your live banned or whatever. These are facts. And any suppression of the facts, that's violating your right to free speech, in my opinion.
No, you're 100% right. And when you were talking about your video, how yours got taken down, but the original stayed up, I don't know if you know this about me. We've been friends for a little while, and I talked about it on the last episode. I won't go too much into it, but I've been a volunteer for Operation Underground Railroad for 2 years. I'm the events coordinator in my area. And these sites, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, they protect predators and pedos, but they silence us for exposing it. Like, I made a video on TikTok exposing those hashtags on Twitter. So Twitter would ban Save Our Children and would ban conservatives left and right. But there's a pedophile ring on Twitter that would use these certain hashtags, and a lot of them are in the Indonesian language. And there's one, it's a reference to, like, McDonald's, and I'm not going to say it because I don't want the wrong person to hear it. But those hashtags are up, and they've been up for years, and they know it. They know that these people use these hashtags to connect with each other and sell and distribute child pornography, and they don't do anything about it. And I made a video exposing it, and my video got taken down. So I am so with you on that one. You know, we get silenced for talking about it, but they allow the actual predators to continue hunting children.
But you have guys like the great Lundini, right, who he's out there, he's trying to – stop bullying and all this stuff. You know, why silence something that we're trying to bring awareness to something heinous? You know, everything going on in the world can all be tied to the same things. I don't care if people want to call it conspiracy, do whatever you need to do to justify so you can sleep at night. That's fine. It's all tied to the same stuff. So why silence the people bringing awareness? I don't promote violence. I don't promote anything sexual. I don't do any of that. I'm just trying to open people's eyes like, hey, listen, this is going on. This is here. And they're telling you X, Y, and Z. And it is plain as day, A, B, and C, you know. But they'll let it go for certain people that have a certain narrative, but they won't for the masses. And it's certainly, we're the consumer. Without us, there is no TikTok. There is no Facebook. But people don't realize that they have any kind of power. They just say, ah, well, you know, it is what it is. Well, I'll go down swinging. You know, I'm on my... gosh, probably 19th account, and I've had 85,000 followers on this account, no lie, for a year. It hasn't moved. So, you know, I know that I'm silenced. I know I'm one of those people that's been blacklisted, and that's fine. I'm going to go down swinging for what I believe in.
Well, you know, Joe, what I believe, just as you said, government wanting to take down sites and these things, I also believe government wants certain ones to stay up, because in the comments they get a lot of info. You know, these intel agencies, they scroll all our comments. You know, when I do a video getting people riled up, I got to be very careful what I say, because I know I have the power to get people all riled up, because I get riled up myself, a lot of passion, these things. So I'm very careful what I say and how I say it, because, you know, let's face it, we're sitting on the edge and people are just waiting for the go button. So, you know, in saying that, I do believe the government a lot of times let certain accounts to even stay up, and because they're feeding off the comments, they're getting to see all the people to stand, you know, I'm ready, locked and loaded, let's go, all these things that people normally say because they're angry and going through hardship and hard times and these things. But, you know, I believe the government feeds off all of that information, and people should be careful what they say, because the social media is social media, and it's with you and stuck with you for the rest of your life. So just something to think about. But, Joe, what I'm really impressed with your content, well, the fact that you speak truth, but I really love your editing skills and how you do it. you know, how long does it take you to make a TikTok?
Oh, man, it probably takes a good half an hour. Listen, I've just ran the gamut here. Like I said, I've been here more than a few years, and you want something that's good on the eyes, because unfortunately, whenever I make a TikTok, there's nothing good. You know, I try to tell people, and like my kids. You know, we all have kids, significant others, family we try to protect. You know, I try to get them to see, like, you know, we're doing dangerous stuff out here. I know it doesn't sound, you know, like it seems dangerous, but you touched on it with having government look at your sites and people on there locked and loaded. I mean, again, and I want to stress this because I do all the time whenever I do a live. You guys don't want that. I promise you. Stop hollering for civil war. Stop saying you're going to bring down the government. You don't want martial law. You don't want any of that. But, you know, we're doing dangerous stuff. So I've learned to kind of master the editing, you know, kind of make some smooth transitions and things like that. So it's taken a lot of time, you know, and for my efforts, and I just want to throw this out there, when we did have the, you know, million followers, we had a lot of financial opportunity. And I say we because, you know, anybody that follows my account, I consider you part of this movement. So, you know, we had a lot of financial opportunities. You know, things were great. And TikTok has hindered that. You know, they certainly have. Whoever took a liking to Joe, whoever said, you know what, this guy's an asshole and he's trouble. He could be he's got a little power with his words. You know, they do that. Like Chatio, I love your content, man. I watch you. You are passionate, and you get into it. You're dangerous. That's how they see it, man. You're dangerous because if I'm feeling your content and your passion, everyone else is too. You know. So anyway, to kind of touch on what you asked, it's about a half an hour for a good TikTok. You know, get an idea. Throw some clips in there, and if you want to talk off the air, man, I'll share my secrets with you. It's not as intuitive as you think, but probably about a half an hour.
Well, that's awesome, and Jessica, you've done some nice videos too. You know, great editing. That one you did with the Biden flag, and you know, it was like I posted that, and the people was like, "Wow, thank you for showing me her." You know, it's nice to see people spend the time and actually, you know, especially you, Joe, because what you say is you deliver in such a way. I honestly don't know why you get taken down. You know what I mean? You're not promoting violence. You're not promoting anything. You know, you're promoting truth. You got articles. You post it up. And, you know, but they don't like the fact that where you're getting your information. They don't like the fact that you know these things. What's your thoughts on Jessica?
Yeah, you do it in a very gentle way. So
sorry.
You're just, it's okay. There's a little bit of a delay. I'm still kind of getting
I got the
hang of it as well. But you're very gentle in the way that you, you know, try to show the information or make a point. Where, you know, Chad, I've seen you, like, screaming in the phone. I'm the same way. I'm cussing all the time. I'm talking about, you know, the bullshit. They really don't like it when you talk about, transitioning kids being child abuse. Like, you can't go, if you fuck with the LGBTQ topic in any type of, like, way where you're criticizing it, like your video is getting taken down and you're probably getting deleted. They do not like that. And I speak out on it a lot because of my son, but I don't sugarcoat who I am. It takes me like 30 minutes to do a video as well. I've noticed that when I take the time and screenshot the bills, you know, from the states, because a lot of time I like to refer to the actual laws to make my point or an article that can be legitimate. And I read from the article and I show people the sources, that's where I get the most engagement and I get more views is when I can prove my point Well, you can't dispute me. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't dispute what I'm saying because it's the truth. And, you know, I'm hardcore about it. I'm an asshole. I know that I'm an asshole. I don't give a flying fuck. But you are very cool about it. You know, you're not offensive about it at all. You're just like, hey, man, look into this. Check this out. You know, and I don't understand why you get banned either, honestly. You don't do anything offensive.
Well, Mama Bear says in the chat, Mama Bear says in the chat that I had 2 community violations in an hour with Chatty O'Dwet. And, you know, all you guys listening to my content, you know, you take a risk, and I really appreciate it when you do it. I'm sure you do too, Joe. You know, like you said, they're no longer followers, they're family. And go ahead, brother, finish what you're going to say.
Well, I was going to say, you know, the reason I'm monotone with everything and the delivery is like that, it's like at this point, I'm just not surprised anymore. You know, we're like, there was a phase where I woke up and I'd be like, what the hell? Every day, like, what the hell is going on? This isn't the way I was raised. This isn't the America I remember. Like, what the hell are we doing? But at this point in the game, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that, you know, there's breaking news today that we got a top leader of Al-Qaeda Because, you know, yesterday it was, if Nancy Pelosi comes over here, we're going to shoot her down. They need to change that news cycle very quick, because that is a threat right there, threat to America, and people should be up in arms about that. And now it's, you're not even hearing it. Unless you watch your Newsmax or, you know, whatever, they're, you don't even hear about it. So I'm just not surprised. You know, I've had enough time predicting, like, hey, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, and it coming to fruition, that I'm not surprised anymore. So the delivery is, it is what it is, because, like I said, nothing that they could do right now would surprise me enough to even take it up a half a level.
Well, you know, when, I mean, you had another nation threaten to shoot down the plane of the Speaker of the House. And, you know, I mean, they're not as scared of America anymore. America now is just like the barking dog. And at least when Donald Trump was in power, nobody was, you know, wondering if that dog was going to bite. You know, they were quickly put in their place. I remember North Korea with all their threats, and, you know, they come out and tweet it, you know, I got a button and I'm not afraid to use it. And Trump said, well, will someone tell that depleted starving army up there that we also have a button and it's bigger and it works? You know, they didn't mess with Donald Trump. And I think with Joe Biden, I think with Democrats, I think they think the country's weak, and, I mean, I see them as weak as a Canadian. So, yeah, I don't know. What's your thoughts, Jessica?
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier before Joe joined us that, you know, when Trump was in office, everyone was screaming, he's going to start World War III or he's going to get in a war with Russia. He was actually the president of peace. He created peace in the Middle East. He set foot into North Korea, created peace between the Koreas. And as soon as they, you know, he got cheated out of the election and the communist dictators stepped in, Joe can't even form a sentence. He's an embarrassment. He literally smells kids in front of everybody and sniffs kids. And, like, I think he sucked Jill's finger one time on stage. Like, the dude's just a fucking idiot, right? And it's true. The global world leaders, they don't respect him. They don't respect America. We're not scary and tough anymore, you know? And that's the way they want it. So, yeah,
they've taken the pride.
There's nothing to
fear. Yeah, they've taken the pride out of
Joe Biden.
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I was going to say they've just taken the pride out of America. You know, there's I posted a video, I think the other day, you know, trying to show people. This is what China runs on their television. And in comparison, this is their military recruitment video. And if you compare it to the United States, I mean, why would anybody be afraid? You know, I'm not ever going to talk bad about this nation. I love this nation. I die for this nation. My kids serve, you know, currently. So I would never talk bad about the United States. However, you know, what is there to be afraid of? You know, we can't agree on the simplest thing. You get five people in a room and they're ready to duke it out over whatever topic you throw out there. What is there to be afraid of, you know?
Well, you see, that's why they got to kill this patriotic movement. You see, when people take pride in their flag, when people take pride in their country, it brings people together that, you know, politics can't divide. And that's why they need to break it up now before that fire gets caught and before it starts to spread. You look at Canada for an example. I've never considered myself a patriotic person. Never, you know, I think in Canada is more which province you're from compared to Canada as a whole. So, you know, my own province, you know, I was a proud Newfoundlander, you know, proud Canadian, you know, I would never say that really. But when I seen the flags and all the people standing on side the highways and the trucks coming, that did something to me that just changed my life right from that very instant. So I think the patriotic movement is the most dangerous it's ever been for these globalist elite. Joe?
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, man. That was I was doing Canadian. My mom lives in Canada, so, you know, I have some ties there. And I was doing pro-Canadian content during that whole time. You know, I'm also spent many years in the logistics business. So, you know, I understand what truckers go through. I understand that they're disrespected, you know, and not a lot of people realize you're not going to get anything, you know. You're not going to get anything without, you know, supply chain. And now it's a hot button topic. Now everybody, you know, knows that everyone's having issues and your shortages. Now it's something that, you know, everyone's trying to take notice of. But, you know, I there's no movement here. You know, we got patriots out there. You know, you got your Kramers, you got your three rows. You know, we got patriots out there that are, you know, trying to I don't want to say rally the troops, because the government will love to hear that kind of thing. But there's no movement here, you know. Nobody's standing up saying, hey, you know, this is it's time to do this, aside from Donald Trump. I'm not a Trumper, man. I'm not talking bad about the guy. It's just, you know, I have daughters, and the past Donald Trump just rubbed me the wrong way. So I'm not a Trumper, and I think that's what confuses a lot of people, because they come on there and they're like, yeah, you know, it's a Trump idiot. And I'm like, whoa, 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 you don't know who you're talking to, you know. I'm a free thinker. I can think on my own. I don't need to, you know, put myself under that umbrella. This is all fact, man. This is all truth. You guys, you know, you guys want to generalize and make it so everyone's a Trumper, everyone's a QAnon, everyone's a conspiracy. Ain't none of this stuff conspiracy. It's funny, you know, if you want to see the difference between conspiracy and truth, wait about 31 days, and there it is for you. But anyway, we don't have a movement here, man. It's sad to see. It truly is.
Joe, it's you know, when we speak of Donald Trump, that's the first thing that comes up in all my lives. No matter who's in there, they come right in, Trump, 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 Trump. And I mean, I'm a Canadian, you know. But I am proud to say I was probably the only liberal in a liberal nation. I was the only person going around with a Trump hat. I've been proud to wear it. And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, America never elected Donald Trump to be his pastor. And when you can sit back with outside eyes like mine from Canada and see how the media was twisting his words, how the media and their sound bites, and what they did to that man, a man that just loved his country, I mean, yes, does he have character flaws? Absolutely. You know what I mean? But the fact is, I just seen an American, what America stands for, someone who loves their country, loves their flag. And I seen that they were destroying him because he was an outsider coming into their little political game and exposing it for what it really was. He showed us that the media was fake. He showed us that they sell you a narrative and he tried to do anything to get you to believe it. He showed us that the politics are corrupt. He showed us that the special interests actually control America, not the politicians. You know, so that was the attraction to me for Donald Trump. Plus, I like the fact that he spoke his mind, and he didn't care who liked it, who didn't. Okay, you go ahead, Jessica. What do you think on it?
You kind of took the words out of my mouth. I feel the same way. When I first started kind of waking up in 2016, when Hillary and Trump ran against each other, I actually didn't vote that election cycle because I feel like our votes, you know, it's so rigged at this point. I mean, it's very apparent now after COVID that, like, our votes really don't count. But at the time, I didn't trust him at first, you know. I liked everything he was saying. I was like, this guy just came out of nowhere. He's not a politician. He's, you know, this is music to my ears, right? but I didn't trust him because I do believe a lot of the Republicans are just as dirty and just as bad as the Democrats, and they give us that illusion of choice. You know, vote for me, I'm going to take on this guy, and then they end up not doing fucking shit. But when Trump got into office, his actions is what really it's why I voted for him this last time against Joe, is because he did put America first. He did everything that you said. He woke people up. And I'm thankful for that. You know, maybe he is controlled opposition, but you can't deny that he didn't create this mass awakening of his own with the media and exposing the swamp. And, you know, the Trump movement, it's a thing. And I'm thankful for him for waking up a lot of people. Because I've known about this stuff for a long time. I've been trying to wake up people in my own way. But for someone like him, being the president of the United States of America, to talk about some of the things that he talked about, I was just like, yeah, suck my guy, you know, you tell him, dude. So many people woke up because of him. And then COVID, too. You know, sometimes it still just surprises me that after the COVID thing, that there's people who are still so asleep to what's happening. You know, I'm just shocked that wasn't a big enough wake-up call for them and the election, and how obviously it was obvious to me it was stolen. You know, I paid attention. I stayed up all night long watching the states. And the thing with the Democrats is they tell you what they're going to do before they do it in so many different instances. And Bernie Sanders had got on TV and said, you know, in Wisconsin and these other swing states, they're going to be red and everyone's going to think Trump's won. And then right at the stroke of 3 a.m, you know, all these mail-in votes are going to come in and they're going to switch blue and Trump's going to make this speech and it's going to turn out he actually lost. He said word for word what was going to happen on an election night weeks before the actual election, and boom, it happened. You know, just like Bill Gates, they had that event 201 where they met and talked about pandemic preparedness, and we're talking about this pandemic that's coming, and that was in, I believe, 2018, just barely a year or two before COVID hit. These sick people tell you what's going to happen and then it happens. And I'm thankful for Trump for talking about it. And I like the shit he said. He called Kim Jong-un Little Rocket Man. He was the president and he called him Little Rocket Man and Crooked Hillary. You know, gosh, I've never related more to a president. Not going to lie. I love the guy. Well, I respect people who don't. You know, I don't hate everybody. Or I don't, you know, if you're a Republican and you're not a Trumper, whatever, you have your reasons for not, you know, trusting the guy. I totally get that. But unlike liberals, we can actually have conversations. We can disagree on certain issues and stay civil. You know, they're so brainwashed that they feel like if you disagree with them on one issue, you're a Trumper. Or, you know, they come up with some stupid name to call you. They have worn those names out: racist, Islamophobe, sexist, homophobe. You know, when they insult you, it doesn't even have any value anymore because they just overuse it for anyone who disagrees with them. They call my trans friends who are Republican transphobic because they're talking out against the agenda being pushed on kids. It's like they're literally transgender and these liberals are calling them transphobic, or they're calling black conservatives white supremacists. You know, they're so lost it just doesn't even make sense. And I don't want to drift too far. Thanks for listening to my TED Talk.
Well, Joe, like, you know, when Donald Trump was talking about the elections, as a Canadian, I believe that the elections were stolen. I believe 100%. I don't believe it's a coincidence that Marcon, Justin Trudeau, Joe Biden, all these people that couldn't draw 10 people to a rally won the elections. You know, they're hated in their countries. And so what's your thoughts on that, and how do you think they pulled it off?
Well, I'll tell you, I was not popular by saying that Joe Biden would win. I actually called Joe Biden and Kamala Harris before they even announced that they were running. So that goes back to the time traveler stuff, and a lot of people are like, damn, how the hell did he know that it would be Kamala Harris? You know, there was a lot of talk about Elizabeth Warren and all kinds of different things. But I was not popular, and I maintained through that whole season right before the election that, you know, Trump was going to lose, and people, you would have thought that, you know, I slapped their mama. They were very upset. You know, I lost followers. I lost friends. I lost people that, you know, would come into the lives and, you know, gift and do all that stuff every day. They were so pissed off. They were like, no. But, yeah, of course there was election fraud. There's fraud in every election. And, of course, they didn't want this guy back. They were surprised in 2016 when he won in the first place. I think it woke them up like, hey, we're really going to have to pull out all the stops. So do I think it was stolen? Absolutely. Do I think that they have direct influence on who they want to put in office? 100%. 100%. You know, there was some blockchain technology used, the Dominion machine. Listen, I know people will probably be upset, but COVID was a ruse to make sure that they got who they wanted in office. Now, is COVID real? Absolutely. You know, absolutely. I'm not going to refute that one bit. But, you know, you can pull out all the stops to make sure you get your way. You know, we're human beings. We should know better than to think that this was the safest election ever. You know, they pulled out all the stops to make sure they got in who they wanted to get in. And now, I mean, you know, I don't want to sit here and beat the man into the ground. Joe Biden is, you know, he's senile. He is extremely unfit, in my opinion, to be the president of the United States. You know, so whoever's running the country, you know, they pulled out all the stops to make sure that happened. And it happened.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Joe Biden was polling terribly. He was losing, and yet somehow he made the great comeback. Kamala Harris, she was the front runner when it all started, but Tulsi Gabbard destroyed her. I absolutely loved it. And people seen her for what she really is. So for him to make her as vice president, you know, don't pass the smell test. You can actually see that these people were selected. She was selected because she's evil. I'm sorry to say that, but that's what it is. She's evil and evil to the core. I think the CIA had involvement. I think a lot of different agencies, the FBI, all them were involved in pulling off this election fraud. I mean, you had one place, I think it was Georgia, where they had so many votes come in that it wasn't physically possible to put that many through, but yet they still called the county. You know, I mean, you know, it's just so many irregularities, you know, and why they allow, nothing's being done about it. I mean, I've heard of states calling to decertify. I don't know what happens there. I don't know if they did, or if that's what they're doing, or what's happening to change to make sure that this don't happen again. And you know, this thing in America with voter ID laws, I just don't understand it. I mean, how is it racist not to have ID? It don't make sense. I mean, you know, you can have a vaccine passport with an ID, but you can't, you know, ask someone for ID to vote. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace. What do you think, Jessica?
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started. I mean, they have so many articles that are they're just opinion pieces, you know, kind of like all the genders and stuff. They're just opinion pieces, and they want people to accept them as fact. So liberals feel, you know, they'll call us racist all day long, except they feel like voter ID laws are racist because black people are too stupid to get an ID. Like, think about that for a second. Think about how they feel about black people. They give them scholarships to get into colleges, not based off of their skill level, but because of the color of their skin, because they don't think they're smart enough to get into school by themselves. They don't believe that black people are capable of achieving the same things in life that white people are because of white people. You know, Joe Biden said that black people didn't know how to use the fucking internet. You know, everything they say is racist. but they call us that. We need our IDs to do everything, literally everything, have a job, buy alcohol, travel. I mean, I have to show my ID just to get on the train. But we don't need an ID to vote. When they say voting is one of the most important things, they don't, it's easy to see past the bullshit. They don't want voter ID laws because they want to cheat. I mean, why else would they have them? You know, and oh my gosh, where was it? I think it was Arizona. They were in one of the states, you had mentioned it, where they're trying to get rid of the, I think it was mail-in votes, and they were going to sue them for doing it. They were going to try to stop the state from having a legitimate election because they want to cheat. That's why they don't care about immigrants either. They just want them to come across the border so they can get votes. It's all about getting votes so that they can stay in power. And, you know, with Trump, dictators don't get silenced and censored and voted out and cheated out. That, to me, after everything he had done for our country, and then that was how he ended up leaving office, was from being cheated out, that told me that maybe he is on our side. You know, if he was a controlled opposition and he didn't ruffle their feathers and he was going along with their agenda, why would they do everything in their power to get this man out? I don't believe every rich person with money is in on this new world order. Not sure if I trust Elon Musk, you know, that's a whole different story, but I don't believe every single rich person on the planet is part of this agenda. I feel like there are people with money who are good, you know, they're good guys that are trying to fight for us. I really believe that. It's hard to tell who is who, but communists steal their way in and cheat their way in against the will of the people. The people of the United States did not vote for Joe Biden, and he chose Kamala Harris because she's a woman and she's a woman of color. So if we criticize any of her actions, we're racist and sexist, especially if you're a man. If you were just to say, I don't like Kamala Harris because of this, here comes the cult of liberals in your comment section. Oh, you're racist, you know? It's like, no, I'm not fucking racist. I don't like the bitch. I don't like anything she's done. She sucked her way to the top. You know, she's not qualified. She's completely evil. Here's a list of all the reasons why I don't like her. Let's get Candace Owens in there. She's black. I'll vote for her any day. But they don't see it that way, you know? I honestly cannot believe that we don't have to show our IDs to vote. It is absolutely mind-blowing. And it's all in blue states, too. I actually did some homework on it. I was going to make a video about it. And then thanks for reminding me. I'm going to have to finish that video. Mostly blue states don't require IDs. Why do you think that is? You know, here in Washington State after COVID, I know tons of people personally who are going to vote Republican for the first time all over the country. There weren't, you know, I'm friends with truckers. There wasn't giant Biden flags across the country. There was giant Trump flags, you know? Nobody's passionate about Joe Biden. No one's making music about Joe Biden except fuck Joe Biden. You know, we got rappers talking about Trump and patriotism, you know, this mass awakening, this movement, and I'm supposed to believe some dementia-ridden child sniffer won? Give me a break.
Well, you know, piggybacking what Joe was talking about, COVID, you know, they use this as a guide. Again, I agree that COVID is real. I agree that it's caused damage. I agree. But I don't think it's been to the extent that they said it was. I mean, we now find out that, you know, a lot of the cases were declared COVID deaths. People were in motorcycle accidents, car accidents, heart attacks. You know, just because they had COVID when they died, it was named, you know, a COVID death. So, you know, I do believe COVID's real. And I do believe, you know, the Senate hearings when they were talking about gain of function and what escaped from Wuhan. I don't know why nobody's talking about the fact that, you know, they were studying this in a lab in Wuhan. And the fact that people are not talking about the psyops, that we've seen the Chinese walking down the street dropping dead, scared the death out of everybody. That alone should be an indicator that, look, something's not right here. That didn't happen here. We didn't fumigate the streets. We didn't have people all of a sudden walking down the road dropping dead everywhere. You know, that was a psyop to, you know, make way for what they're about to do. What's your thoughts on that, Joe?
Well, let me give my argument, because, you know, I hear it a lot, people that think that Donald Trump is for the people. And I'm not trying to bash Trump, man. I just got to give my argument. You know, if you want people truly divided, which is, it's undeniable. That's what they want. That's the way they take this thing. Because as America goes, so does the rest of the world. And everyone knows that. We are the beacon of hope and freedom for the entire world. That is what America stands for. You know, that's why people from other countries will break their back to get here, because they have an opportunity that they don't where they're from. But if you want true division, you would have to have somebody in there that sold you 1,000% that he's for the people. I don't think none of these individuals, none of them, can sit there and say they relate to us. They're not worried about paying their bills. We're talking about multimillionaires. And in Trump's case, he's a billionaire. They can't think where we're coming from. So, and I just wanted to throw that out there. I'm not trying to sell you, Jessica. I'm not trying to, you know, it's just food for thought. Because if you want to create true division, you know, you have to have that leader that everyone can rally behind, you know. And I think all of this went into, like you said, PSYOP. All of this is to get us divided. They would be screwed if we just said, you know what, we're going to put down all of this. The transgendered stuff, the racism stuff, if we just put it all down and we said, we're going to fight for us. We're going to fight for what's right for us, the people. You know, a long time ago, a bunch of old guys got together and they crafted our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and it was for us, the people. And ever since then, every year, we've gotten a little farther away from that. And we're to the point where it's unrecognizable. I mean, it truly is. And they're doing listen, today is breaking news. They killed this Al-Zahari. You know, why? Because they're trying to make sure that Biden has a fighting chance come midterm election time. You know, they don't want Republicans to take the House. Because there are now some grassroots people that are starting to slide into these positions that haven't been corrupted, that aren't part of this huge conglomerate, this corporation, this global corporation. And, you know, when I start talking about stuff like that, that's where I start to lose people. When you start to talk about New World Orders and World Economic Forum, It's all there. It's all fact. Go look for yourself, you know. But that's where people have a hard time letting it register, you know. So with Trump, he's their beacon of hope, you know. But I'm not saying he is or he isn't. But if you really wanted to cause division, you would have to have someone to create that division. And since he stepped foot in office, man, he has certainly rubbed the liberals the wrong way and gotten people. There's people that went out to vote for Trump that have never voted in their entire life. 40s, 50s, 60-year-old people never voted, and they're out there, you know. They're out there to vote. And they're looking at the other side like, you're the enemy.
Well, my thoughts on it is they use Trump to sow division, and that's what I believe, because Trump, you know, he speaks how a lot of us think. You know, he didn't hold back, and when he punched someone, we were like, hell yeah, you know. And but, you know, maybe you're right. I mean, we don't know. You know, I keep going back to this vaccine thing. I keep thinking that Donald Trump was either used or in on it. I like to think that he was used by the people around him. I like to think that, you know, chief of staff and these things, they're all in on it. They're all guiding policy you know, just using Donald Trump as one of the WikiLeaks, what's his name, the young man that died, getting the information out. But in one of the emails, he said, you know, we want to raise up a Donald Trump as a Pod Piper. And, you know, a lot of people forget that these things are out there. You know, Trump was just a patsy. They didn't expect him to win. And when he won, they were like, oh, crap.
Yeah, no, definitely, 100%. They didn't expect him to win, 1,000%. But I'm not saying he is, and you might be 100% right. He's being used as an instrument to facilitate that division, and that's what I'm trying to reiterate. You know, is that they've used him to create that division.
Yeah, 100% there. So what's your thoughts on QAnon? I did a video on it, and I got a ton of hate for it, you know, because a lot of people believe it. My thoughts on it is this. There ain't nobody coming to save you. The longer you think,
nope.
You sit back and think that someone's coming to save you. I wanted to be real. I was caught up in it, loved it. You know, I was looking at the evidence. I was getting excited, you know, but the more I start to think how they work and how these psyops work, I looked at it and said, you know, it's not passing the smell test here.
Yeah, definitely. There's 100%. I get hate for this, and I don't want to. If you are diehard QAnon, God bless you. You know, I hope that waiting for the plan, I hope it works out for you. But I'm right there, you know, with you. I don't think that there is Q, and I don't think that anybody's coming to. There's no night. In shining armor coming to save us. That's getting you complacent, so you're waiting for something. You're not going to take any action. You're waiting. You're gonna hold firm, and you're going to wait. Well, you're going to wait yourself right into a civil war, and you're going to be stuck, you know, holding the bag at the end. Because, I mean, look at January 6th. These people, they went out there. They did what every liberal does, and they protested. And you know what? They took the fall for that. They were the patsy for that. And if you're a Q believer, I'm almost certain you're going to be left holding the bag, 1,000%.
What's your thoughts on it, Jessica?
Okay, I got a couple things. So let's talk about January 6th for a second. Chad and I are kind of on the same page, I feel, with the election being stolen. So, you know, Democrats, when they're pissed off and they don't get their way, they burn down their own neighborhoods. Conservatives, we go to the source. January 6th, I'm probably going to get canceled for this, was patriotic.
Not on our show.
In my opinion, January 6th was patriotic. And not enough happened. I wanted them to go in there and rip every filthy motherfucker out of their seat and replace them with we the people. And it didn't happen because how is it, you know, how are we domestic terrorists when communists stole our country from us? We need to do something, you know, and I'm not trying to, like, come at you, Joe. Sorry. I get kind of riled up, too. And I'm really enjoying this conversation, honestly. I'm not going to unfriend you because we feel a little bit different on some subjects. I like that. It's healthy. This is awesome. But, you know, we're being labeled as actual terrorists, patriots. People who love this country are being labeled as domestic terrorists and the biggest threat to our country. The biggest threat to our country is the people who fucking stole it from us. And, you know, you had mentioned Trump, you know, not these billionaires and these millionaires not really being able to relate to the American people. Trump lost money. You know, he's the only politician president who went into office. He not only donated his salary, but he lost money. I mean, he went in there being worth, I think, almost $4 or $5 billion. He's down to like $2.5-3 billion, who loses money in politics if he's in it for himself? You know what I mean? The numbers kind of speak for themselves. So that's just another rebuttal I have for my reasoning for supporting Donald Trump and thinking he might be one of the good guys. You know, there's just so many different things, but yeah, that was the last thing I wanted to touch on. So I followed it a little bit. I went on the Q boards and kind of read some stuff. And I think my first aha moment with Q was, it was a Q drop and it had said the O's will turn to Q's. And I followed Trump on Twitter before he got banned and he did this video. And in his video, it had like these words on the screen and all of the O's turned into Q's. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, I just saw a Q drop happen in real time. Like, holy fuck, the Q's turned, or the O's turned into Q's. You know, when they said, watch the water. And I truly believe there was going to be watermarked ballots. And Trump was going to come in with the military because they had the gold fringed flags. And they're going to, you know, bust the evil, crooked, human trafficking, crackhead Democrats. And we're going to show the Democrats that we were right all along and they're a bunch of liars. You know, I really did. I had hope. I mean, I wasn't 100% sure that was going to happen, but I did have hope that maybe maybe Trump and his team were smart enough to do something to make sure to prove that they won, and they didn't. And it, every single case fell in court. And, you know, Q just drops shit once in a while and is like, it's very vague, you know, like it had to be this way. You know, it's like, use your imagination. It's kind of like a fortune teller, you know. You go there, they're like, I'm sensing a dead relative female with a D, you know. They're like, oh, my grandma Diana. Like, it's just so vague, you know. And I feel like I will admit, like, I was wrong about Q. I feel like I'm pretty right about Trump and I'm pretty right about the election. You know, I'm firm in my beliefs. But I'm also not so stubborn that I can't admit when I've also been duped. I'm not always right. We're not always right as humans. And that's why it's good to have discourse and talk about this stuff and be open-minded to learning new things, because if you never hear a dissenting opinion, you never question your own. If you only surround yourself with people who confirm your beliefs, you're never going to learn anything. So that's kind of where I'm at with this, you know?
Well, it was such a phenomenon that, I mean, I was the same way. I was on the edge of my seat. Oh, yeah, it's coming. Trust the plan. Come on with the plan. You know, watching these corrupt FBI agents, Randy McCabe, and all what they did to Donald Trump, and know that they actually got away with it, and nobody cared, and nobody did nothing about it, you know, and then the CQ rise up, I was like, way to go. But, you know, I think I was duped there, too. So, you know, how do you think, Joe, that, you know, this got out of hand and so many people believe and still believe that Q is real?
Well, look, all of us are disenfranchised from the system. You know, for my entire adult life, I have heard, you know, politicians promise the world and never deliver. And I think a lot of people, especially now, you got inflation. You know, this isn't a typical inflation. Like, we're on the verge of hyperinflation. And for anybody that doesn't really understand hyperinflation, you know, take a look in history. Germany after World War II, to buy a loaf of bread, there are pictures of them literally with wheelbarrows full of money to buy a loaf of bread. It's when your money is worthless. And we're like right on the verge, you know. A lot of people are disenfranchised, and we want something to believe in. So, Jessica, I'm not saying that Donald Trump is part of this. And I for people that love Trump, you know, I understand the passion. I get it. We all want somebody to go in there and stand up for us and say, nah, we're tired of being kicked around. We're tired of being lied to. We're tired of being used as pawns against each other. You know, my dad always said, if you want to get along with everybody, don't talk about politics and religion, you know. And it's 100% right. As soon as you start talking politics, nobody is going to see eye to eye. So I'm not saying that he is, but he could certainly well have been used as that beacon of hope. And he, too, could have been a sham, you know, because he's on Twitter. You know, he was on Twitter hardcore, he was getting his information the same place we're getting our information, from TikTok, from Instagram, from Twitter. You know, he knows, and he's taught everybody mainstream media is bullshit. Everything they put out, it's agenda-based. And you can see it plain as day, you know. So I'm not saying he is, but he could have been used just like we all were duped, you know. People wanted to believe in something. We're so tired of being kicked around. Nancy Pelosi said up there during our lockdowns, if you guys do remember, talking about how horrible it was with her, what was it, $40, $50 a pint ice cream? Meanwhile, some people lost their livelihoods, their business, you know, their homes during these lockdowns. So that's how it was easy to dupe people, because they wanted so desperately to believe that this was real. And that's the games that are played by those alphabet groups that you referred to earlier, CIA, NSA. You know, it's all to create division, 100%.
How do you think, you answer this one first, Joe, and then over to Jessica, how do you think a sitting president with access to, you know, I would presume the most amazing intelligence there is on the face of the planet, was able to get used by the people around him? Your Mike Pence, your chief of staff, you know, all these rhinos that convinced them to make stupid moves, your Anthony Fauci, you know, how do you think, did he not have any patriots in the chief of staff, anywhere in the Army? You know, he's always spoke highly of the patriots and the American generals. How is it, other than Mike Rogers, that nobody was able to come to him and tell him what's really going on? And if he did, why was not things put in place to get these people arrested?
I mean, you've seen how, look, Mike Pence, in my opinion, big sellout. You know, I watched this guy say he was going to go in there and he was going to dispute them votes. Yeah, I mean, you guys watched the same thing. Huge sellout. You know, with Donald Trump, the guy's a type A personality. That's how he's been able to be super successful in business. Hell of a businessman. I mean, he knows how to work the system. You know, that's why he didn't want to show his tax returns, because smart people, wealthy people, they don't pay tax. They know how to work the system. You know, those laws are written for us to take advantage. Common people just, we're not educated enough. You know, as I've started my own business and got some years under me, I can see how the tax code can be used. So, you know, I don't think anybody had the balls. I mean, I really don't, because it's not a typical president. You know, he's not a polished, seasoned, corrupt politician. I don't think that anybody that he surrounded himself with had the balls to say, hey, look, this is this. You know, you see, we all watched The Apprentice growing up, you know. I'm sure that's Donald Trump in real life. He's a no-nonsense guy. That's why he's been successful in business. And you have to add in there, they all have their agenda. All of them have their agenda. I think Mike Pence is poking around right now thinking about running. That'd be a bad idea for him, but I think he is. They all have an agenda with an end goal.
Well, you know, Joe, before Jessica answered this, you know, I think that they promised Mike Pence, listen, drop this, let's move on, and we'll make you Republican contender for presidency. Go ahead, Jessica.
Blackmail. That's how I feel a lot of these people get what they want. So even if, okay, this is my theory. So even if someone in a local election, like we're doing local elections right now, I work for the Washington State Republican Party. We're going around. We're trying. I met Jesse Jensen. I'm on the Jesse Jensen campaign. Army Ranger, American Patriot. I met him in real life. I know him. He's a good dude, a good family man. He's a real person. He's not bought out. He's legit. I believe a lot of these career politicians and just people in general are kind of like sponsored by these super mega billionaire elitists, and they're paid, all their signs are paid for in commercials and smear campaigns, and they get bought in essentially because of the advertising and people vote for them and cheating and whatnot. But even for the legitimate people who are actually there to fight for the people, this is my belief. I believe they're blackmailed or threatened in some kind of way. They get in and they don't realize how dirty it is, and some dude in a black suit comes up and holds a gun to his head and is like, hey, if you vote against this bill, your daughter's going to die in a car accident. That's what I believe. I truly believe that. And then, I mean, they were handing out those white envelopes to everybody. I do believe Pence is a snake. I believe he is dirty. I believe he's been dirty the entire time, and he's a really good actor. But I do believe there are good people who go into these positions and then are later propositioned to do something against their will because of threats. I don't think that's
Joe, what do you think about these honey traps? We know intelligence agencies have been using these for 100 years. You know, they get someone, you know, probably like Mike Pence. I like to think, you know, I want to believe Mike Pence's testimony, but, you know, again, some of the biggest con men are in politics. So what do you think that these three-letter agencies use these honey traps to blackmail these politicians? How widespread do you think it is?
House of Cards, man. I don't know if you ever saw the show on Netflix, but I think it's I mean, of course, it's dramatized. It's, you know, it's entertainment. But, yeah, absolutely 100% probably happens to the best of them that come in with the greatest of intentions. We're all human. We all make mistakes. I mean, that's a given. You know, there are people that are paid to watch and capitalize on those mistakes. So without a doubt, you know, I don't know what Pence was promised, but he certainly changed his tune within 24 hours. You know, and after January 6th happened, that he should have taken notice and said, all right, people are pissed off. People are ready to tear this thing to the ground because they're tired of the rhetoric and the lies and the bullshit. But something made him go out there and do exactly the contrary to what he said he would do. So it's probably more widespread than we could fathom, you know.
Well, I think everybody of influence, you know, in your science community, in the education, you know, anybody with any kind of big name from your celebrities. I mean, we just got to look no further than Epstein Island. Nobody knows what the hell went on down there, and nobody's in a big hurry to find out. Same thing with Hunter Biden. We got Hunter Biden there with his laptop, with his iCloud being hacked, all these things we know about Hunter Biden. I mean, there was literally a picture with a bunch of 12-year-olds, what looked to be, sitting there giving the sickle a massage, you know, and yet everybody's silent on it. I mean, if there's ever a president or a family compromised in politics, it's the Bidens. And yet, here we go again. Nothing's being said. These rhino politicians are trying to cover it up the best they can. They don't want to talk about it. You know, why, Jessica, do you think that nothing is being done about these elite pedophiles caught in these honey traps?
Okay, so my honest opinion, or what I truly believe it is I believe in secret societies, and I believe in the Illuminati, and I believe that they have to, George Carlin said it best, it's a big club, and you ain't in it, you know? I believe these celebrities have to, you work your way up to the top to like superstardom, and you start at the bottom and then you have to sign your soul away. And then you have to do these things that they can blackmail you for later, you know? So the Clintons and the Bidens and some of these elite Republicans and Democrats and world leaders, this is global, right? This 1% controls everything, movies, banks, food, water supply, medicine. Literally, they control everything, right? And they're just gaining more and more power. But to be a part of this club, you have to, you got to do things. And human trafficking and pedophilia is very rampant because these people are sick. They're Satanists. They're evil. This is Satan's world. God created the world. It's a spiritual battle, you know. And if you don't believe that, then nothing that I say is going to make sense for anyone listening. You know, if you are extremely logical and you don't believe in that kind of shit, then what I'm saying doesn't make sense to you. But I believe that a lot of these politicians are evil Satanists, and they harvest blood from kids, and they harvest, you know, they farm children. If Dr. Phil, I brought it up the last episode, there was a girl who had been trafficked. She literally said that children, they have like human farming factories, like puppy farms of babies that are being born, and these rich people buy them. It's not like the gorillas in Africa. It's rich people in suits, CEOs, bankers, politicians, super rich people that we don't even know about, like Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Morgans, those family members. They have giant estates. They would hunt them. Human hunting parties. It is so much sicker than we can even imagine. And that's why nothing's being done about it, because celebrities are involved. Politicians are involved. Prince Andrew. Ghislaine Maxwell is the only trafficker who doesn't have clients. It's because they're protecting the people doing it, because they're all fucking in on it. Every single one of them. And you got to be evil to be able to do that. You know what I mean?
Well, what's your thoughts, Jill?
I mean, it's, you know, I try to be like 100% factual with what they give us. You know, I think you'd be a fool to think that there's not things going on. You know, here where I am, there's a lot of Epstein ties to this city that I live in, and it's one of the top, avenues for human trafficking. And you hear things all the time, you know, about this person, that person. You know, it's a lot to swallow. It's a lot to wrap your mind around that people would do it. But like we said earlier, they got to show you, they got to tell you, they got to get you ready. You know, you're talking like a Squid Games type scenario. You know, and they put little tidbits out there for you. There's a lot of symbolism in Washington, D.C. and in the government. There's a lot of symbolism in Hollywood, ton of symbolism. And, yeah, I mean, it's – part of me wants to say everything that we're talking about right now is meant to occupy our minds as we jump down these rabbit holes while the blatant shit is done right in front of our face, you know. But I think you'd be a fool to just totally discredit it and say, you know, that's conspiracy, that's BS, you know, just because you don't have a smoking gun. But in actuality, you do, you know. Hunter Biden, I just saw a clip where he had enough crack to put him away for decades. And his father was the co-writer of that bill, who is now the president of the United States. It's hypocrisy, the whole thing, the whole system, you know, and we're left arguing about it. We're left, you know, taking such a huge stance that we won't talk to family and friends for years and years because we don't see eye to eye politically.
Yeah, touch on what Jessica said. You know, many people find these things hard to believe. I don't know what's true about adrenochrome and all this stuff, But I do know this. There is someone directly tied to Oprah Winfrey. John of God has been on his show. He's been revered. That actually has been charged for running a baby mill, for impregnating women and holding them prisoner, and for selling the babies. So whether it's true or not, there we do have absolute proof. If I'm correct, I think he was sentenced to prison. You know, it's sick what's happening in this world, and people need to wake up to what's going on. I mean, I don't know the way forward. I don't know the path forward. I don't have the answers. I get a lot of people, let's go, let's go, let's go, but where are you going to go? All right, you go and you storm the government, you do whatever it is you do, then what? You know, right. That's the problem. You need top military officials that's not corrupted to kind of, I mean, I don't know. What's your thoughts, Joe, and you as well, Jessica, as we start to wind down to the closing of the show?
Yeah, my thoughts, man, you're absolutely right. Where do we go? You know, you could rally the troops. You could have them do whatever, but then what? You know, don't take for granted the rest of the world, and they're chomping at the bit. They're looking over here in the Americas, and they're seeing what's going on. They're seeing what's going on in the United States, Canada, the whole Western world. And they're gunning for us, man. They're gunning for us. So say it does happen. Say there is a civil war. And say by some, because you got to be a realist, you know, an AR-15 that isn't going to do shit to you know, the planes and the anti-tank, the missiles and the tanks. It's not going to do anything. But say by some grace of God, you're able. Then what? What are you going to do? You know, you need leaders, and they have to be powerful leaders, and they have to be, like you said, non-corrupted individuals that are going to take a stand and say, look, man, enough is enough. And we as people, we got to come together and stop fucking arguing over the trivial shit. You know, when you have so much bad in the world, and we're still, it's blatant, man. The transgender movement in schools, and like I'm not far removed from this new generation. You know, I'm in my early 40s. I'm not super old, and it's night and day. You know, it's night and day. We have to come together and see this shit for what it is. And what it is it's the end of the free world. Bottom line, it's the end of the free world here and abroad.
Well, Joe, we're there at that time now. It's time to close. Listen, I really want to appreciate you for coming on, taking the time to share your thoughts. You know, we didn't even get to dive into some of the juice that I wanted to get into, and you know, Jessica wanted to get into with CERN and the Mandela Effect and all these things. And I hope you'll come back.
Hopefully,
and
next time. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we just got carried away tonight. I think it was a very good show, and I really appreciate you for coming on. We've been trying to plan this for some time now, and, you know, again, thank you very much. And, Jessica, you did an awesome job as co-host. I'm hoping we could use you more often. You know, and I'll shoot you my number there, Joe, and you and I can chat offline anytime you want. You know, who knows what business futures lies ahead for all of us, you know. So I'll send you my number, and you call me anytime you want. And, Kim, anything you want to say?
Well, I had to unmute myself quickly. Sorry. I just wanted to thank Joe very, very much. Thank you so much, Joe. I would love to get Joe back on again. Jessica, you know I love you, girl. Thank you very, very much for stepping in. Chad, again, great show. And thank you to everyone for listening and joining us this evening. And make sure you join our Facebook group and find us all on TikTok and keep speaking the truth.
Yeah, and don't unfriend me, Jess. Don't unfriend me because I was talking about Trump, okay? I don't think he's the reason or the problem. I try to give people a different avenue to look at this stuff as well.
Just before
I think
you answer
people
that,
unfriending. Sorry, Chad. I was just going to say to Joe. I was just going to say quickly to Joe. I think people unfriending people because of a difference of opinion is one of the saddest things in our society now. And I would implore people, just because someone has a different vision than you do, perhaps try attacking it or approaching it with an open mind and try to see where that person is coming from instead of just cutting them off and out of your life. That's my two cents.
Well, you know, on those two cents, I just want to say, Joe, again, we appreciate you. And Jessica, you close out the show. Again, thank you very much for doing a fantastic job. I believe our followers would absolutely agree. And anybody listening, follow Joe, the Angry American. You will not be disappointed. And, of course, our lovely co-host, Jessica May, the Conspiracy Realist. Go ahead, Jessica.
It was really nice talking to you tonight, Joe. This is so healthy for me. And, you know, man, there's still so many things I want to ask you about and talk to you about. So I hope that I get the opportunity to talk to you again more in the future, because we could have gone on for hours.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. 100%. Great show.
All right, guys. Take care. And, see you next week. Thanks a lot, guys.
Good night.